This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Torah tells us about the Aron, the Ark. B'tabe'ois ha'aron, in the rings of the Aron, yiyu habadim, the pole should be, lo yasur mimenu, they may never be removed. The Rambam says this is a lav in the Torah. We are not allowed to remove the poles of the Aron. This is very unusual. The Mizbeach has poles, but they may be removed. The Shulchan, the table, has poles, but they may be removed. The Aron has poles, but you cannot remove them. It is a lav in the Torah. It is one of the 613 mitzvahs not to remove the poles of the Aron. Why can't you remove the poles of the Aron? Actually, if there were any poles that you should be able to remove, it would be the poles of the Aron, because the poles of the Aron were not really needed to carry the Aron. The Aron was noisei es noisav. It looked like the ones holding the poles were carrying the Aron, but miraculously the Aron actually carried those who are carrying it. So why can't you remove the poles of the Aron? Says the Meshech Chachma, there's symbolism in the poles of the Aron. The Aron represents the Torah. The Luchos are in the Aron. And if the Aron represents the Torah, then the poles represent the support that is needed to uphold the Torah. Because while Talmidei Chachamim are occupied and engrossed in learning Torah, let us not make the fatal mistake and say, well, they could be engrossed in Torah, and how they support themselves, that is their problem. That is their concern. No. If the Talmid Chacham is going to be engrossed in Torah and uphold the world by learning Torah, it is responsibility of the Jewish people, it is responsibility of every individual Jew to ensure that the Talmid Chacham has the ability to continue to learn the Torah. It is not his concern, it is your concern. It is my concern, it is our concern. Therefore, the poles of the Aron represent the obligation and the mitzvah and the great merit of supporting Torah. And therefore the Torah says, Lo yasuru mimenu. Don't you ever stop for a moment supporting Torah. Don't say, well, I gave to the yeshiva last month. I already gave to that Talmud Chacham. I already helped out that cause of Torah. No, this is something, the same way we have a mitzvah to learn Torah every day, we constantly need to be supporting Torah. B'taba'ois ha'aroin, in the rings of the aroin, yiyu habadim, the pole should be, lo yasur imenu. They can never be removed. The support of Torah can never cease. The Chassam Sofer takes this a step further. The Chassam Sofer quotes his great Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, the Chassid Shebekuhuna, who made the following analogy. The Kruvim represent two Talmidei Chachamim, two Torah scholars. The Badim represent the support of Torah. The supporters of Torah may think they are the ones carrying the Aron. They are the ones supporting the Torah, when in fact, the Aron is noisei es noisav. It may look like when you cut the check to the yeshiva, or the kollel, or the Talmud Chacham, it may look like you are supporting them, you are supporting him, when in fact it's just the opposite. They are supporting you, he is supporting you. If you have the merit to support Torah causes, it is not you who are supporting them. They are the ones providing you with the merit to live, thrive, be blessed, and be successful. It may look like those carrying the poles of the Aron are supporting the Aron. It may look like those who support Torah are supporting Torah, but it's just the opposite. Lo yasuru mimenu. It is they who are supporting you. They are noisei es noisav. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the mitzvah that the poles have to always be attached to the Aron teaches us another idea as well. Chafetz Chaim brings down that la'asad lavay in the future, the reward in Olam Haba comes from knowing the Torah. Yes, it's important to fulfill all the mitzvahs, but the primary reward in Gan Eden comes from knowing the Torah. So what should someone do? they don't have the opportunity, the ability, the education. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the greatest investment in the world that one could make is to support Torah. Because not only are you facilitating the learning of Torah, but whatever Torah is learnt, you will be accredited with that knowledge in the world to come so that you can equally bask in the splendor of the Shekhinah. The knowledge of Torah, facilitated by the supporters of Torah, will accrue not only to the one who actually mastered the Torah, but to the ones who made it financially possible. Therefore, service Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. The Aroin, being always attached to the poles, represents that the poles, the supporters of Torah, are forever attached and fused together with the Talmidei Chachamim, so that even at a time when the Talmid Chacham no longer needs the supporters, even when the Talmid Chacham is in the world to come, the supporters are right there with him, inextricably bound up with the Talmid Chacham, so that in the world to come, the Talmid Chacham and the supporters together both reap the great reward that accrues to those who know the Torah and to those who support the Torah. This is the meaning and the message of B'tabois Ha'arayin. In the rings of the Arayin, Yiyu Habadim, the pole should be Loi Yasuru Mimenu. They can never be removed forever. Wishing everyone a wonderful week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.